All right, Cole Nichols, Unadilla, good day for you. Maybe not the results you want, but you came up from the back, passed a lot of dudes. Not much you can do when you don't get your start.
Yeah, that was the only frustrating part, really, was the start all day. Everything else, I felt like I was executing pretty well, but the start, both motos, the first moto was really bad. I mean, I felt like I was so buried. I have no idea where I was, but I felt like that's maybe one of the better motos I'd rode this year, the first moto. I was really happy.
Was it reaction, or was it something else?
Yeah, the first moto, I just spun a little. Yeah. I think I picked the wrong gate. It wasn't really that tacky behind it, so I kind of spun, whole shot device popped as soon as I went over the gate, and it was kind of all she wrote. So second moto, we tried a little different thing, and it worked better. We tried to pack a little more dirt in the rut, and it seemed to work a little better, but overall still not what I wanted. And, yeah, I mean, just kind of a so-so day. I feel like I'm riding a lot better than my finishes have been the past few weekends, but, I mean, I'll take it. I guess we're still building a little bit, but it's getting a little frustrating for me the last few weekends, but that's all right, 5-6. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, yeah, you rode well, you worked your way up. I mean, you're at the level where 5-6 isn't going to make you happy, but, yeah. I mean, I guess you know that you're riding well.
Yeah, no, I do. I feel like I'm riding well. We made a lot of progress, myself, personally, with the bike, everything, and just finally getting to a point where 5 and 6 sucks for, you know, so, I mean.
Amazing to think, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A few years ago, man, I didn't even get one single-digit finish in outdoors, so, I mean, it's been a long road, and I'm happy with where we are, but we still have a lot more progress to make, and we're getting there.
A lot of battles with Troll Train.
Oh, God, a lot of battles. Jesus Christ.
Dude, you and Troll.
Oh, my God. Both motos, really. That second moto, we duked it out for so long, I was like, oh, my God, but.
The good thing is you got him both times.
Yeah, luckily. But he was riding really well, but, man, I could not believe we were duking it out that hard, but it was good.
Yeah, he's one of those things where he got a decent start, and you caught him from back, so he's like, ah, shit.
Yeah, both times, but, no, it was good. I had a really, really good battle with Shane that last moto. He was riding really well, and I was able to catch him, but just couldn't quite make the move on him. The track had that one good line. If you got out of it, you were kind of screwed a little bit, so just couldn't quite pull it together.
We got some rain the last few nights, but today we didn't in the morning, but it still looked deep and gnarly and ruddy. I was surprised.
It was honestly way ruddier than I thought it was going to be. I
mean, me too.
Press day, though, like when we rode press, the top was dry, and then the first lap coming through, like, there were so many soft spots, it kind of threw me up on the bars a little bit, so I was like, okay, we did have some rain. It soaked in, so, and then the other rain that we got, must have been yesterday, I knew it was going to be ruddy like this, and I really like that. It slows it down a little bit. Everyone's not just wide open and makes it a little more technical, and I really like the track like that, so it suited me, definitely, but just couldn't quite pull it together today.
Yeah, I mean, just starts were it. Yeah. And normally we saw a lot more Yamahas up front, like at Washougal or whatever. Today it was Justin and Dylan only. So
yeah, my starts have been really well too, and just today I wasn't able to execute. Just a little bad execution on my part, but just some little stuff. We're getting there though.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, of course.